You know, I reported in 1996. It's been variously misreported as 97 in the documents. That investigation went on until 99. That took 3 years. Other people came forward, and these were not reported to the police. You know, we could have had justice an awful lot earlier. This information could have come out much earlier. I then had another police investigation that covered the years 2007 and 2008. Since 2008, we've had the past cases review, the Meekings review, the Butler Sloss review, the Archiepiscopal Visitation, Dame Moira Gibbs review, and we've now got ICSA. I think I've got more experience of inquiries and reviews than anybody at this inquiry, which I think is crazy. I've offered to share all my experience with the Diocese of Chichester in training terms and things like that, but over all these years, they've never actually taken me up on that. I keep offering to help ICSA with my experience and expertise, and I feel pretty sidelined by ICSA most of the time as well. Abuse has dominated my life. The abuse went on for 10 years, and obviously there's been another 15 years of trying to deal with that. That's had a huge impact on me and on my family, and it's been at great cost. I have to pay tribute to my partner who puts up with this. You know, and I don't know why she does, but I'd just like to thank her. So, the church, I feel, has continually failed me, and it's failed many others. It's been slow to change, it's been slow to accept responsibility, and again, it's just failed to learn from those mistakes and report and share information with statutory authorities. It's put its reputation and its internal squabbles ahead of safeguarding and responding well to victims. The structures of the church are huge and complicated and go back to the Middle Ages, and I think that is a factor which has affected how the church has responded and has also affected the rate of change and how they've modernised. And I think the church's structures need to somehow be simplified to make it more accountable. But what's really needed is cultural change, not changes to structure. You know, with other issues, if we compare safeguarding to other issues, we have issues like the wearing of seatbelts in cars. You know, you don't say to people, oh, you should wear a seatbelt if you think you might have a crash. You know, or with crash helmets, you don't say, oh, you should wear a crash helmet if you think you're going to crash and if you think there's a reasonable risk that you might get a head injury. You know, you say, you must wear a crash helmet or we'll fine you. And I think that safeguarding needs to be looked at in those terms.
So you would say that there should be the introduction, for example, of a criminal sanction within the church if clergy did not report?
I think that, I mean, one thing I would say is that in everything that's happened to me over the years, not just in the abuse, but in all the treatment I've had and all the failures, and I think we'll all acknowledge that there have been lots of failures, by bishops and people in institutions, nobody has been held to account. Nobody has been disciplined. Nobody has been prosecuted. I think that's wrong. I think that needs to change. I think there needs to be compulsion for people to report or they will be sanctioned somehow. And we can only do that by legislating some form of mandatory reporting in institutional situations like this. And until we get that, there is nothing to stop institutions from protecting their image and their reputation ahead of children. We need to change that. And this inquiry has the power to recommend that. So I'll just round off very quickly. My life has been blighted by this, and in many ways it still is. But what I've tried to do is I've tried to use my experiences to make a difference. You know, I've tried to help others. You know, I've tried to do that through MaxAS, and I run Survivors in Eastbourne, where I come into contact with literally hundreds of other survivors. Mm. I've tried to make my life count for something that has actually been really appalling. I've tried to put it to some good, so that there must be a reason for this, so that some good can come out of it all. And I think it's time for the church to do the same, to put this to good use and make real effective change. And I think it's time for the inquiry to do it too. So thank you very much.